Championship man rang the other evening. Standard stuff. Pitch is wet. Daughter in college, great with the Nicky Rackard Cup hurler from Sligo. Exorbitant prices for his Nashville trip in November. But he wasn't his usual self. There was a haunting echo in his voice, a deep longing within, a hunger not of the belly kind that's banished with bacon and beans, as Robert Service said. You see, and you may have suspected this for some time, Championship man's from Waterford, just 8 miles out from the city. He's more dacia than the rasher, sausage and crisps, blah, he tackled up on Ballybricken Hill this morning to settle the stomach.
Oh, you can't beat a cup of tea in a blah to get you through the day.
And he watched him to spot Brick Welch darting out from work for a cup in the fist. Championship man is down to about 3 hours of broken sleep a night, because he can't get Sunday out of his mind. He has neglected the farm and his part-time job as caretaker of the local school ever since the semi-final. When the final whistle went, he grabbed the four young ones and herself and arranged all six into a human cannonball that took him clean past three security guards, including the one who had earlier taken delivery of Lar Corbett's shoulder charge, and who would later confirm that Corbett's drive was an apologetic sort of thing compared to the impact from Championship Man and his family. It was Championship Man who finally separated Davy and Milan out on the field, and Championship Man too, who the very next morning on the quay in Waterford told Ned Quinn that not alone will we beat ye, we'll beat ye so bad you'll want Rice Bridge lifted on a permanent basis. He regretted it later, of course, Championship Man, because that's not his style. And next time he met Ned coming out of the bank where he works, mumbled something about going a bit overboard. Ned passed it all off with the gracious wave of his hurling man's hand.
No bother at all, Championship Man. I didn't think about it from that day to this.
It's been a difficult few weeks, right enough. Championship Man spends an hour each evening in Philly Grimes's, God be good to Philly. Tries to name every player on the wall, front row, left to right. Who's your man with the cap there and the head down?
What do you call your man? I remember him well. What do you call
him? Up then to Ken McGrath's for a jersey and, well, boy, I'm sure your head is cracked with talk. I won't bother you now. And a full 40 minutes later, he's moving figurines around on the counter, telling Ken how Waterford can spread the Kilkenny backs out wide. At this stage, he's near boiling point. He's seen the lads train 7 times in the last fortnight and swears Dan is ready for a big one. Last Sunday evening, he took the wife out to Tremor for a quiet drink to settle the nerves, but neither could relax. And who did they meet in the queue for chips and Cunningham's but Shiner Ahern?
Famous all week, Shiner.
And the three of them fell into a 2-hour chat until Shiner started to shiver with the cold and they went their separate ways. He'll meet him pulled in for the papers in Carlow Sunday morning, or the elbow out the window as he swings around there by Houston, or walking down past the Dirkvale Hotel, 2 steps ahead of herself and the 4 kids, and maybe the Nicky Rackard hurler too, who's talking about transferring down to the club next year. If you encounter Championship Man and his family, do tread softly. You tread on their dreams.